time for another edition of Care or Don't Care. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And before we start, I just want to apologize to everybody, both in studio and the listeners. I've been really disappointing myself lately. I realize that I've actually been caring about most of the stories that young Jeffrey comes in here with. And it's just not like me.
That isn't, man.
I thought you were having an aneurysm.
Yeah. I mean, normally, even if I do care about something, I prefer to act like I don't care. Subtly ruin Jeff's confidence. In fact, I listened back to last week's Care or Don't Care, and I realized I cared so much, it's like, I don't even know who I am anymore.
Yeah, dude, you've changed.
Maybe it's like one of those, like, two positives equal a negative. So eventually you'll get back to not caring.
I like that.
Isn't that how it goes?
You have my word that today I will not be caring about any of young Jeffrey's stories.
You won't automatically. Yeah.
But I'm also a liar. So my word doesn't mean much. I still may care. I don't know.
Who knows with this guy?
Let's see what happens with a brand new edition of Care or Don't Care. So Jeff, do your thing.
I have a list of exciting buzz-related topics in my hand. Let's get right to it with your first headline. These Christmas products were so edgy, they had to be banned from Walmart, so you know it's bad.
Ooh,
care or don't care?
I care.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a Christmas, like, semi-automatic rifle. I care.
I care, too. Damn it.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Already.
Failing, Jubal. Americans don't seem to agree on much these days, but there's one thing that everybody seems to feel is true. If you mess with the sanctity of Christmas, we hate you.
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
And every year, something happens that brings out that good old-fashioned holiday hate. Well, in the news today, three different Christmas products had to be pulled from the shelves due to customer outrage. Walmart Canada is apologizing after they let a third-party company sell a Christmas sweater on their website that showed a snowman dressed as Santa doing lines of cocaine off a table with the tagline, "Let it snow."
Hey,
oh my God!
Everybody was wondering how he gets all those toys delivered in one night, and now we know.
But it was at Walmart. They're like, cocaine's too rich for us. If he was doing meth, like, of course.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
True.
That was the offensive part.
Right,
like, we can't afford cocaine. Yeah, it's way off brand.
Listen. I think it's more like he's just eating a bag of fertilizer.
There's another sweater Walmart had to ditch that shows Santa Claus laying face down on a table with his pants down, looking disoriented, while an alien moves towards him holding a giant probe.
Whoa! Digital Jake is showing us a picture. That is very inappropriate.
Yeah,
very graphic.
But is it weird that I want these now?
I know, me too.
Especially now that they're banned?
Well, just wait till you hear about the third holiday sweater that was the most controversial.
No.
It shows Santa on all fours with his pants pulled slightly down and a ball gag in his mouth, while Mrs. Claus stands directly behind him in a red dominatrix outfit, cracking a whip and spanking him, and the sweater says, "Santa has been naughty."
Oh my God.
I do like the
power play from Miss Claus, though. I mean, I can appreciate that.
Brooke wants that one.
Well, I'm sorry, but all of those have been removed from Walmart's website.
Oh, man.
And they're probably selling for thousands of dollars on eBay right now if you had a chance to get one.
I'm looking up.
Let's go to your next headline. Watch out. If your significant other buys you this gift for Christmas, they probably think you're cheating.
Ooh.
Care or don't care?
I don't care because I don't have a significant
other. Ooh, I care.
Yeah, I care.
Dang it. Oh, two cares.
There's a reporter for the NFL Network named Jane Slater, and she recently tweeted about the incredible way she caught her ex cheating. She said, quote, "My boyfriend got me a Fitbit for Christmas. I loved it. We synced up, motivated each other. I didn't hate it until he was unaccounted for one night at 4 a.m. and his physical activity levels were spiking on the Fitbit app."
Oh, man.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. You're not at the gym.
Well, he's working out.
Yeah.
That's right. Turns out Jane caught her ex cheating because his Fitbit was tracking him getting it on with somebody else in the middle of the night.
Oh. Wow.
You're like, oh, you give her 15 minutes. That's not what I got.
Obviously, Jane confronted her boyfriend about it afterwards and they broke up, but her tweet has gone viral, getting thousands of likes and shares, and now it's actually inspiring other women around the country who suspect their partners of cheating to get them Fitbits for the holidays so they can secretly track their boyfriends and husbands' nighttime physical activity.
Or there's a lot of dudes with Fitbits that just conveniently lost theirs. Yeah. I don't know where mine is.
So yeah, if you get a Fitbit, look out. And see if you guys care about this. Christmas dinner just got a million times easier thanks to this, let's call it an innovation. Care or don't care?
Oh, I still care. Yes.
Yeah, Christmas dinner.
I mean, I got you guys.
Don't care. Yeah. Don't care.
Okay.
Oh, there
you go. It doesn't matter, yeah. Well, I already
that
got
felt
the
good
two.
For you, didn't it?
Of course.
Well, Christmas is the magical time of year, and most people don't want to waste hours of time during their day off slaving away in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's why one company came up with the answer, introducing Christmas Tinner, aka an entire Christmas meal inside a can.
Ew,
are we talking layers
everything
here?
All together?
What are we working with?
Yeah, basically they layered all the traditional holiday foods on top of each other inside one 16-ounce tin can, so you don't have to cook everything separately. Instead, you just pour out the can onto a plate, pop it in the microwave, and bon appetit.
That's sad.
Sounds amazing.
The top layer is scrambled eggs and bacon. Layer two is mince pies. The third layer is turkey and potatoes. Ooh. The fourth layer is gravy.
Oh, wait. God.
It's all day of all of your meals?
Yep, it's
in
the
one
whole
day?
Meal. Whole day of meals.
I thought you meant it was just dinner.
Me too, bro.
Then there's bread sauce, then cranberry sauce, then Brussels sprouts with stuffing, then roasted carrots and parsnips, and the ninth and final layer is Christmas pudding.
On the bottom? It just soaks up all the juices from everything else?
They say you start from the top and work your way down from morning all the way till Christmas dessert.
And then your can just fills with tears because you're so sad about where you are in life.
And if you're
I ate all the pudding.
And if you're worried because it has meat in it, they're also releasing vegetarian Christmas Tinner and vegan Christmas Tinner with holiday substitutes like scrambled tofu, mushroom Wellington, veggie pigs in aubergine blankets, and red spiced cabbage. Take the stress out of cooking, and while you're at it, take the taste out and the love too with an authentic can of Christmas Tinner. And finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Don't care.
Never.
Well, since it's the holidays, what's the difference between Tiger Woods and Santa Claus?
Uh-oh.
Santa stopped at three hoes.
Oh.
Okay, I like that one.
Don't care, don't care.
Text in 78592. Is there something that we should have cared about that we didn't? Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.